Hello, this is Clint Locklear with the Rant of Another Trapper, and you may hear some bugs and birds, and hopefully you can't smell the body odor and the sweat coming off me right now. I'm taking a small break from doing the trapper thing of mulching asparagus. So I thought I would take a minute while I caught my breath and do this week's rant. It's one that aggravates me to no end, and it's just one of these things that you probably should talk to your kids and your family and your friends and stuff about. Before we get into the subject, though, guys, don't forget about Hilltop. Now, we're going to do a show with Hilltop, which is Alan. He just purchased Funky Trap Tags and Lure Supply, and he bought that. That's been around in the industry forever. He is a master at supplies and getting products and getting stuff out to you fast, and a really good, honest guy. So check out Funky's online, and we're going to change up the banner ad so you can go. But you can reach Alan at either Hilltop Outdoors or Funky, and I know you're going to be happy with him. He's a wholesaler of mine that I've grown to have a lot of respect for. So, and plus, he's one of the reasons that, it pushes me to always do a show when I'm busy doing other stuff, because he's taking the time and he's actually put his own money on the line to help pay for a rant of a free trapper. So don't forget about him. Now, what I want to talk about today, and this is, I do a lot of, me and Tim both do. Now, you know, just keep in mind, we are Southern, we are tribal, we are all that type stuff. And, you know, we make fun of Northerners and different things. For one, the culture's different, doesn't make a whole lot of sense to us in a lot of different ways. I know a lot of rural places like rural New York is not much different than Tennessee. It's really not. But, you know, it's kind of a fun thing we do. But what I'm going to talk about today is not up north. But guys, this is south of me. I'm in Tennessee. What I'm talking about is Alabama, and I'm going to lead it into some different directions that I think as Americans, as free-thinking people, we need to think about in a very serious manner when it comes to the world we live in. In Gardendale, Alabama, that's what I want to talk about. Gardendale, Alabama. It's not a great big metropolis. It's not like Birmingham or Huntsville or something like that. It's just a medium-sized country town in the middle of nowhere. And they're screwing up really, really big. But it's not just them. I've heard about stuff like this as far as having taxes on lemonade stands and having police go up to kids that are trying to earn a little bit extra money and stuff. And I'm absolutely blown away at how people have become in our modern age. Now, in Gardendale, Alabama, I guarantee you, even though they're saying that's not what it is, I call them a bald-faced liar on this. You had some landscapers and yard companies go to the mayor and the county commission, and they were getting their little panties in a wad because in the summer, now think back when you were a kid, what did you do for extra money? You cut grass, you did some weed eating, you washed some cars, you cleared fence rows. I mean, I did every one of those. That's just what, that's kind of like the rite of passage. When I got older, I went and I did throwing hay. Well, back when we did more square bales than you see today, or the round bales, which I'm pretty sure is illegal for me to do unless I was of 18 years old, the way some of the Obama laws are. So I don't even know what a kid is supposed to do anymore, trying to generate some money to go do something. But more importantly than generate money, generate a man, or generate a woman that can be in, that can think independently. Now, see, that's one of the bigger problems I have with this than the income, because the income's going to be wasted. They're not going to know what they spent it on in a couple of days anyway. But the actual life lessons of it are being taken away from children, which are going to soon be adults, which are going to be dependent on other people to do stuff. So what they've done is they've decided that if you're a kid and you're going to cut grass in Gardendale, Alabama, you need to buy a license from the county or the city for $110. Now, I want you to think back as a kid. What was $100 to you when you were a kid? I mean, it's a big deal if you got a $10 bill from your grandmama at Christmas, or $20. Good grief, you were rich. Now, but to get cut grass in Glendale, Alabama, you've got to have $110 to start with. you hadn't thought about a lawnmower, you haven't thought about gas or oil or how you're going to get there or customers or anything, you've got to out of nowhere come up with $110. Now, this is fascism, guys. That's what this is, clear and simple. You had some little panty waist, wimpified, scared of children adults that thought they were going to lose a few dollars, so they went to some politicians and they decided they're going to come up with this scheme to have kids, and they're going to push them out of the market. We see it today in agriculture. You see it today in banking. You see it in everything. That is why we don't have a free market in America. And if you think you do, we do, man, you really need to open your eyes, because this goes on everywhere. But see, this is a little more sensitive to me because it's taking the entrepreneurial spirit away from children. And that just pisses me off, I'll be honest with you. Because we're not going to be the vibrant country we should be. We're going to be like Europe. Congratulations from thinking like this. So you had these little panty waist lawnscape people in Gardendale, Alabama, go to the politicians. They come up with this scheme to keep kids out of the marketplace, because a kid will probably cut your grass for $20, where a company wants to cut your grass for $50. And the adults are scared they couldn't outcompete and market with children, so they made it where it's going to be almost impossible for them to do this. Now, see, there's a second side to this. You had politicians that went along with this. They agreed that this was a good thing. Now, I know they're going to talk about safety and for the children's best benefit and all that other stuff they're going to regurgitate and throw up out of their mouth about all the nonsense that we all just kind of like roll our eyes at now, because it's said about everything and doesn't mean anything. But that's what they're going to say. And where does the $110 go to? Oh, yeah, by the way, you know, you can't have the county or the city with kids making some few extra bucks in the summer. They want their cut just like the mafia. So if you want to cut grass, you got to pay the mafia its due, you know. I mean, that's kind of really a second part of this. It's not like going to help the school or help any. No, it's going straight into the fund where they're going to waste it on all the garbage they wasted on anyway. The bigger reason that this frustrates me is, for one, the courthouse has not been burnt down. Now, do I mean that literally? No. But to me, at least the door hinges on the mayor's office should have been kicked off with a bunch of angry parents going in there, grabbing him by the throat and asking him what in the world is his major malfunction. There should be billboards on the road with his big ugly or her ugly mug, with everybody that voted for it talking about how big a piece of crap these politicians are that they want to make kids get a license to cut grass. See, that's another part of this, this math, because I'll be honest with you, you may say, well, Clint, yeah, but what have you ever done? I'll tell you what I've done. Our mayor started concocting this crazy idea because he is a trailer park landlord, slumlord is what everybody calls him, but we're going to say trailer park landlord. And then all of a sudden there's these rumors and all this stuff wasn't making sense, and you start piecing things together and it looked very, very clear that he was going to bring in hundreds of Somalian refugees and dump them in Dunlap, Tennessee, because he could make millions of dollars with his trailer parks and screw the people of Dunlap, but he was going to get his. Now, unbeknownst to him, I went to Strategic War Plans. Before he knew what was going on, there were public meetings. There were people screaming at him when he walked down the street. There were emergency, what do they call that freaking thing they do here? Where all the county and the city, they're not congressmen, but whoever the people they vote in are on a board, they get together. They had to do 3 or 4 emergency meetings. There were people pointing fingers at him, threatening to whoop his ass if they bring him in here. And it took him so hard off course, because me and several other people got together. We went, we spread the information, we asked everybody to be quiet, and we strategically unloaded 155 howitzers on him because it was his deal, and it was such a force, and it was so immense at one time. He probably won't even look at the news right now if Somalia is on the news. So that's what local communities should be doing. But I don't hear anything like this going in Gardendale. There should be people wanting to have these people out of office. There should be, we want to have another election. There should be billboards. There should be things in the news. There should be, you know, their houses are getting egged. I don't really care at this point. If someone's going to be that way at that point, at some point, Americans have got to do more than sit around and with a little grumpy butt face and go, well, there's nothing we can do about it. No, strategically, you go whoop their ass. That's what you do about it. Not physically, but you go mentally think about things and whoop their butt. There should have been 55 freaking websites put online within 24 hours with his name, every one of the other people that voted for this name, the town's name, everything, had him CEO'd. And all of a sudden, so when anybody looks up this person for the rest of his life, they know this is a dirtbag that thought that it was okay to have a $110 license because he's such a fascist peckerhead that he's going to go with grown-ups because they're scared of children in the marketplace. So it doesn't matter. 20 years from now, he'll never be able to get away from this. Now, what happens when the cities around Gardendale, Alabama, they see the decapitation, not physically, but mentally, of the politicians from the local people, and then you have the other adults that are scared of children with lawnmowers, and they go, hey, we need to have a license like them. No, get out of my office. No, thank you. We're not going down that road. Or if it's going to be, you know, we need to have the boys and girls use the same bathroom. Go down the road. Or we need to have a classification of 450 sexual genders at our school. And they know that the parents are going to absolutely, long-term and short-term, make their life miserable. They don't do stuff like that. Now, let's think about the kids a little bit. Part of the reason that I'm the entrepreneur that I am is I had the ability to go out, because it was not a $110 license, and sell bulbs, and cut grass, and wash cars, and clean fences, and throw hay, and weed eat the sides of hills, and do all kind of stuff to make money. But today, that's getting where it's more and more hard. Now, all the parents and all of the politicians, you know, it'd be nice if these kids would get off these video games and quit watching so much TV, when the reason they're watching so much TV and being on the video games is because the adults have made it where they can't do anything. If a parent wants to let a kid go out and play, another parent's going to call the law because they don't see the parent within 10 feet of them. So what are the parents going to do if they got to do anything? They got to have them in the house. So they got to have them in a fenced-in yard. They can't go actually learn how to explore, how to be with friends, how to come up with games, set the rules, have the conflict resolution done with themselves without having big boy daddy government there to do it for them. They don't get to learn all of that. We used to go out and come up with war games and go play in beaver swamps and do all this stuff. We would get in an argument. Sometimes it'd be a fist fight. Very little was it more than a little bruise or hurt feelings. But we learned how to get along with people. Kids aren't going to know how to get along with people because they're not allowed to get along with people because it's all set up by the rules. So they're not going to know that. And why do they sit at home all the time? Because that's all the adult society will let them do today. Now, the few of them that got out and go, hey, I can make some money by cutting this grass. It only takes me an hour to cut this grass. If I get $20, holy cow, I'm making $20 an hour. Bar dad's lawnmower, pay for the gas, I'm down to $18. I mean, you know, this is really cool. Here comes the big adults with their fascist intent and the crooked politicians, and they got their hand out, and they're trying to stop the marketplace. Now, these kids that would have in this place went out and learned how to actually work for money. What's that going to be? What's the lesson there? You can't go out and generate income unless you pay the man. Because the only way that you're allowed to do any of this stuff is if you pay the man. You've got to go ask permission. You got to go get on your knees and grovel, and hopefully, you know, that's as far as it goes. Or you got to pay the guy off, or whatever it is. That's the lessons you're teaching children, Gardendale, Alabama. Congratulations. You're teaching people to be mental freedom midgets is what you're doing. You're not letting kids do what kids are supposed to do and struggle and go figure out how to do things on their own. So congratulations for a southern state to be this stupid when it comes to children. You're not teaching, letting them understand work ethic. You're not letting them understand consequences. So if they don't do a good job on someone's yard, they don't get paid. You know, at school, everybody gets a trophy. In the real world, if you don't do a good job, you don't get paid. That's how that works, and that's a lesson the kids are not going to get to know. They're going to learn that it's okay if you sweat a little bit like I am right now. It's okay if you get a bug bite. It's okay that it's not going to kill you if you made a commitment to go cut someone's grass and all your friends are going to do something that you want to do, but you got to go do the commitment. All the life lessons that comes from children doing stuff like this, all gone. All gone. Why? Because some adults are scared of children with lawnmowers. And the government politicians are so wackadoodle in the head that they go along with it. So you need to be paying attention to what's going on. If you're in Gardendale, Alabama, you need to be starting an absolute mental strategic warfare against these politicians. Because politicians are just like roaches. You know, if you start stomping on them, they run for cover and they'll stay in cover for a long time. A long time. But if you don't stomp on them, they get braver. They come out during the day. They start doing all this other stuff. And then they get more and more brave. And now, you know, you go down the hall and they're like trying to run you into a room because it's their hall and it's in your house. But if you make examples out of these politicians and do it publicly, do it permanently, and do it mentally with a, like I said, I'm not talking about taking a baseball bat, but where they just to go like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry I did this. It'll never, trust me, I will never ever listen to anybody want to do anything like this again, because the pain that the constituents put on me were so bad, I never want to feel this pain again. And if I can get people to kind of forget, which I hope they don't in Gardendale, Alabama, maybe I can get reelected and I can show you that I've learned my lesson. Very, very different than what happens pretty much everywhere else in the world, because people get upset. They shouldn't do that. They should know better than that. And then they go and vote for them again because they shake their hand, you know, in 3 years. Nah, they're not that bad. Anybody that makes kids get a $110 license to cut grass is bad. Bad. Anybody that goes and harasses kids for having a lemonade stand, that's like one step away from evil in my mind. Now, I'm not talking about the policeman. The policeman's got to do what he's told to do. But the people that are telling the policeman to do this, no, they should be, let me watch my words. Metaphorically, tarred, feathered, ran out of town, and ostracized from the community. And if you don't think that causes a little bit of confusion to politicians, look at Washington, D.C. right now with Trump. Absolute chaos and running people running for their lives in every which direction, trying to keep on to their little piece of pie, because they have no idea what that man's going to do or tweet at 3 o'clock in the morning while he's taking a dump. Absolutely freaked them out. Now, that ought to be happening all over the country. Now, also, but I want you to think about the future of our country with politicians and citizens that allow stuff like this to happen. You're losing all those life lessons with a kid. All of the real-world lessons that's going to really become important in somewhere down the road. And you add that to 75% of all black kids in California can't read. So you're not letting them learn anything, and they don't learn anything at your government school. And if you think, well, that's just black kids, if you're thinking something like that, for one, they spend a lot of money in California, and two, they still can't get it done. If you think it's just a black kid, I want to throw another stat out at you from your government schools. One out of four Americans after they graduate high school cannot read at a fourth grade level, which means basically they can't read. 80% of those that can't read, which is one out of four. So every four kids you line up, one of them can't read, and 80% of those are going to end up on food stamps for their whole life. Yay, America, and our feelings first, wimpified, womanized America, because everything's got to be about feelings or control or anything else. If the parents have a choice, even in the darkest, deepest hood, if they had a choice to send their kids to a better school with a voucher system, you better believe they would do it. But they feel stuck. 75% of them. Now, what do you think that's going to mean in 10 years? 75%. 50% of children that graduate high school that can't read past the fourth grade level, they end up in prison. So we're basically generating a one out of four person is going to be on welfare, and a half of every four is going to be in prison. Why? Because of the way that we screw kids up in this country, and we need to stop it. And you know the person that's going to stop it? It's parents and actual citizens, not the government, not the state of education, not the news media, not anything. It's when people start standing up and absolutely learning to play the game the way liberals have learned to play the game, and you absolutely go out and you metaphorically tar and feather people for being dirtbags and you expose them, the dirtbags are going to start either going to have to be a lot more creative, or they're going to figure out it's an easier way to go do something else. And that's what we need to have happen in this country. That's just my thoughts, and that's the thoughts of a free-thinking trapper.